Miau, 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 miau.
And back to Detroit airport, that's where her mother and Christina was waiting for me. She was had a cold always. The first 2 years of her life, she had more cold than... And
what am I doing?
I don't know.
Shit. So fucking annoying.
What is?
When I try to tell Blue Band what to do and he ignores me.
You gotta teach me how to do this stuff. I want to do it. I feel like you need help with this stuff because you can't do it all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
It's too much for you. Like, you have to show me how to put the clips in so that you don't have to do it.
I agree.
Which computer are you using? The one you travel with to do that or the one that's always here?
Well, they're both involved in it. Like, I play something here, and then I record it here.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I feel like there has to be a way to streamline that so you're not spending hours doing this. Like, we could do this in hotel rooms and shit, like uploading the clip.
Well, we're talking to our audience right now. Why don't we ask them?
Well, okay.
Seriously.
What's the question properly formulated? Because I'm not sure what to ask.
I think what we need to ask is, okay, so when we do our audio clips that you hear... We play it on one computer, and we edit it on another, right? So you have your source, and you have your edit. I guess what we're trying to figure out is if can you do it? Can you do all that stuff on one computer?
Right.
Like, we're not technical. We just figured out how to do things along the way. So if anybody listening knows how to use one computer to strip and edit audio, will you let us know?
Yeah. You Please? Guys? Huh.
Please, I'm saying.
Yeah, because it's silly. You spend so much time doing these clips when.
Yeah, no, I would love. You're totally right. I would love to.
We're only home for a finite amount of time.
I would love to save time doing that.
I feel bad that you have to fucking upload on. Anyways. Oh, thanks, guys, for the iPhone fix.
Yeah.
A lot of people tweeted to me and emailed about the fix for my iPhone, and it's tremendous. It's really cool. But I want a fucking new one. I feel like they gypsied me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do dates. Guys, this week, September 12th through 14th, I'm in Toronto, Canada, the Underground Comedy Club, Toronto. And then a huge run with the Jeans. September 27th, it's going to be a Death Squad super show. Tom Segura, Brian Redband, Tony Hinchcliffe, and myself in Columbus, Ohio, September 27th. September 29th, Tom Segura and I are at the Stardome in Birmingham, Alabama. September 30th, Tom Segura and I in Zanies in Nashville, Tennessee. October 2nd.
No, October 1st.
What's October 1st? Oh, the other one.
Atlanta.
Ah, shit, man. I didn't put this on my freaking calendar.
October 1st, Atlanta, GA, the Punchline.
Punchline. It's a great club. I love that one. And then October 2nd, we go to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Look, we need to tell them this is very important. This is just based on you guys. That's why they put this run together. So we're just telling you, we need your help. We need your support. If you are in Charlotte, Atlanta, Nashville, or Birmingham, or Columbus, and you want to come and see us, we'd love to see you. But please, you know, bring friends. Get your friends to come. Be like, hey, this is going to be a really fun time. It's going to be a great show because we need your support. So we're asking you, please come out. Please bring friends. Let's make it a fun show. You know what I'm saying?
Bring friends. Bring your mother. Go have an early dinner with your mom and then bring her to the show.
There you go. Make your mother involved in more than one way.
Yeah. Someone did that this past week in Austin. He's like, I hung out with my mom and then I brought her to your show. Perfect.
You know what I'm saying?
And then October 6th, Tommy and I do Cobb's Comedy Club.
This is pretty crazy.
In San Francisco, California.
It's pretty crazy, though.
It's cray.
Because we're doing the podcast live.
And then
stand-up.
Stand-ups.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mommies in Northern California.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I think it's perfect. And then October 9th through 12th, I will be at the Syracuse Funny Bone in Syracuse, New York. It's a lot. It's a lot coming out for us, James. What about you, farts? Oh, follow us on Twitter at Christina P, at Tom Segura.
Just please don't call me farts, okay? Just let's get that out of the way.
Can I call you burps?
No,
how about
please.
Clogs the toilet because somebody did this morning?
This week I'm in Fort Lauderdale, my adopted home state. I'm in the at the Improv at the Seminole Hard Rock, Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, Florida, if you will. Of course, that phenomenal run with the Jeans Machine. And then I go to Comics at Foxworks Comedy Club and Casino, October 10th through 12th. So there you go. There you go, Jeans.
That's a lot. There's a lot going on.
That's a lot going on.
But I think once you go to, once you go there, it's not, they're going to have to call it Fart Lauderdale.
So stupid. That is the dumbest thing.
Wow. What zinged you?
That is the dumbest thing.
Get it?
Oh, no, I got man. It. No, I put it together.
Oh, man.
So, let's see. Where is this for you?
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
You ready to get things going here?
Yes.
Let's start the show, Jeans. Let's do this, you know what I'm saying?
I have not actually heard my voice in a conversation for nearly 3 years now.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fuck is dead!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Hello, everybody listening to show. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Tom. You like a fried rice, shrimp dumpling, pork dumpling?
I have not heard my own voice.
I have not actually heard my voice in the conversation for nearly 3 years now.
For a year now.
This is unbelievable audio. I'm so excited that we have it.
And I'm so sad that I can't credit the man that sent it to us because they did, and I can't remember. I'm sorry. Whoever you are, you know who you are. Thank you so much.
So this is a ridiculous story. And before you just think we're mocking Asian people, which
we're not against doing that,
but we're not doing that. Exactly at this moment.
We don't make fun of Chinese.
You know.
You ever been to dim sum? And they push the carts around and they go, shrimp dumpling, shumai.
You mean shrimp dumpling?
Shrimp dumpling.
Shrimp dumpling.
Pork dumpling. Sticky Bun.
But the reason that we played that is that we were sent, like I said, this amazing audio of a woman who apparently has something called foreign accent syndrome. There are over 100 cases of this worldwide, and they almost always accompany some type of head trauma, migraines, or head injuries. And then people wake up with a foreign accent that they just can't shake. But, like, they don't have any... They have no history with ridiculous. That language. It's just... It's bizarre to me, right?
It's... I don't know. I know they call it a syndrome.
Syndrome.
Which would imply that there's enough people on the planet that this has happened to. It's absurd. I don't know. And... Okay, so, but the woman that this has happened to...
Here they are.
The flight. They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li Fook, and Bang Ding Ao.
You got that right.
So, but this lady who this happened to is English, and
it's
then,
crazy. Let's get get into the story. Here's it's the actual so story from the lady.
Sarah has spent most of her life in Plymouth and had the accent to match. Until recently.
So, fish and chips. Chips. I said that white?
Yeah. I said that white.
3.5 years ago, she was rushed into hospital with a migraine, which left her with a voice she didn't recognize.
I have not actually heard my voice in a conversation for nearly 3 years now.
Her initial response upon hearing how she used to sound from a bank telephone recording...
Good afternoon, thank you for calling.
...was to long for her old accent to return.
Yeah.
So here she is. She's going to hear herself here.
Her former self.
Her former self in an old recorded voicemail or a recorded conversation that she had, that she has on CD-ROM that she can listen to.
Ugh, sad.
I'm not actually ringing about my policy, though. I'm ringing for a quote. Do you still want my policy number?
I know it's me, but I feel like I want to say, oh, she make a good speak. She speak a good.
Wait, how do you lose your grammar abilities?
Exactly. So she doesn't just have a Chinese accent, but she speaks in broken, chopped up, like, you know what I mean? Like where you wouldn't have the history of speaking English.
It's not just a Chinese accent. It's my first week in America, and I'm learning English.
She speak a good English.
Yeah. See, I speak a good here, and no good there.
Like, she's not saying like, I hear her voice, and I think, I wish I had my old voice back. Right. She's saying, she speak a good English. Like, that's, this is ridiculous.
Right.
This
me
is,
talk a good, I do good. Yeah.
Are we, this is a Monty Python sketch that we're watching right now? Like, is this not, come on.
But like that, not me no more.
That, that foreign part.
Yeah.
It's been diagnosed.
Yeah.
Speak a good. But like that, not me no more.
That not me no more.
This one picture, you can see all the facts.
Sarah has been diagnosed with foreign accent syndrome. The condition has only 150 known cases worldwide.
Although it's called foreign accent syndrome, it's literally a speech impediment. There's nothing foreign about it.
But that's her.
Yeah, and then she goes, there's nothing foreign
about it.
About her.
About it.
Yeah, like...
There's nothing foreign about it.
So how does it...
I mean, nothing foreign about how I talk funny.
Come on. It dipped away. We talked about this.
Right. It fades and her grammar comes back and then leaves her.
Right.
When she becomes Chinese. She's turning Chinese.
A speech impediment. There's nothing foreign about it. You know, obviously I don't have a Chinese accent. I've never been to China. You'd have to spend a considerable amount of time in China to pick up the accent. So it's impossible. Deep mud, tough nut, night bus.
What the fuck?
What?
Oh, she's with a doctor. She's with a speech doctor, a therapist.
Yes, yes.
And so she's trying to get her real accent back.
Night bus.
Although she doesn't know why this has happened, months of speech therapy with specialist Martin Duckworth at Marjohn's in Plymouth have provided some insights.
I actually feel quite comfortable with my speech now.
Uh-huh.
We can't give you any
definitive answers about exactly what's happening, which is why we're following Sarah's journey. But some small changes happened within her brain, and they've had an impact on the way she organises her speech output.
I'm done. I'm finished.
Despite finding no answer.
Now, why did she say I'm finished and not I finish?
Yeah.
Me done.
Me stopping now.
Yeah, no more. No more time.
Yeah. No more sushi for you.
No time. You eat too much.
You like a haggao dumpling?
You're so fat.
Noodle. How about spicy noodle?
You're so fat. You eat too much.
Says Orkia. Sarah has learned how to live with her new voice.
It took a long time to actually accept that.
What?
I was the problem for me.
Yeah.
That's a British lady.
Yeah.
It took a long time to accept I was the problem. I mean, now I'm talking funny now. That she just had it and then she just let it go.
You know what it reminds me of? There used to be a radio DJ in Los Angeles called Richard Blyde.
Mm-hmm.
And he would drop like a fake English accent too. He'd be like, callers would call in and go, "You're the winner. I mean, wiener." Like he would drop in and out. Maybe she's doing it.
You
for
get that some for attention. I'm starting to think you get that sometimes with people from an area that leave it and they drop the accent. But then if they spend time,
yes,
in that,
that's not this.
But no, I'm saying it's the comparison. I'm saying is, you know,
she's such a.
I was the problem for me. I was the one making me feel bad.
What?
I was the problem for me. I was the one making me feel bad.
Was it the problem for me?
But that didn't sound that Chinese to me. You know? I mean, listen to this.
Finding no answers or cure, Sarah has learned how to live with her new voice.
It took a long time to actually accept that I was the problem for me. I was the one making me feel bad.
That sounded kind of British, right?
It sounded half and half.
Yeah.
Like feeling bad, bad.
But how about when in the beginning, why is this one so bad?
I have not actually heard my voice in the conversation nearly 3 years now.
I have not heard my voice in conversation for nearly 3 years now.
I don't know how she goes back and forth. Maybe that's how her brain is like rewiring itself. So she just had a headache one day and then she woke up Chinese? That's what they're claiming.
Yes.
Foreign language syndrome. It's the dumbest name, too. They should call it, like, language dysplasia or something more.
Foreign language syndrome just sounds like some
fake
bullshit, of course.
Fake.
And they have the lady, they showed a lady meeting Sarah on an, I didn't have audio of it, who has foreign accent syndrome, who's French.
No.
That's the accent she has. And she does not speak French, but she talks like...
Hello, Chinese lady.
I feel your pain because...
how do you say? Freedom French.
It's a French thing. You have a Chinese accent. I have a French accent. We both struggle with this problem.
You like a crepes?
They like attention.
I think so too. I think sometimes you've woken up with black voice syndrome.
That's so rude.
Do you ever think you might have that?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? There's no, that's not true, because then how come there's nobody with black voice syndrome?
I mean, that's some bullshit right there, man.
It's so funny.
Let me holler at you a second, partner.
But it's a little kid. Wouldn't it be great if like some 5-year-old kid wakes up in the suburbs, some white kid?
Like,
you know what I'm saying, Mom? Give me some motherfucker oatmeal in this bitch.
Actually, I think it'd be even funnier if it was just a white grown adult man, like with a corporate job. I woke up.
I'm wearing these motherfucker khakis and shit.
I called motherfucker. I said, I got a sale, motherfucker. And he has to work with a speech therapist. He's like, he has just a very black way of doing things.
And then, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and he's at meetings and he's always like,
this bitch came out. I told my bitch, I said, yeah, some other, I only got but two nuts to box, you know what I'm saying?
What if he's like, okay. Y'all, the TPS report right here, motherfucker, right here, it shows. You know what I'm saying? Profits and shit.
You know,
what?
You know.
You know what I'm saying?
super
sending,
black.
Sending emails.
he's a CEO. And he's like, all right, everybody.
Now, you know what I'm saying?
And the whole court, the board is like, yeah. He has a whole different approach now to all of this.
Right. Like, what if Steve Jobs had woken up one day and he talks in a funny black voice instead? That'd be the best.
Oh, you know, it's like a TV screen. You can swipe it with your hands.
Okay, Steve. All right. We'll get on that. Anything else?
Like, you know, I never had a job in my life. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't never had a job before in my life.
That would be a great movie premise. We should write this film. It's the white corporate guy who wakes up
foreign accent syndrome
with black accent.
Yeah,
it'd be so funny.
Yeah,
and nobody can question him or his authorita because they're like, well, he's a syndrome, and he's like, fuck you, motherfucker, and he's totally
y'all
irate.
Can suck my dick. Yeah. All right.
Or cholo voice syndrome. It's a
cholo
whole thing.
Voice syndrome.
What are they, Holmes?
Yeah, this is just.
Oh, it's too much fun. The possibilities.
Yeah.
I'm going to send Cheryl back.
Those are those little girls that get caught. Remember by their mom?
Yeah.
But their accent's crazy. I just pulled it out because it has an accent on it. But
yeah.
Like,
I'm going to send Cheryl back. Cheryl or Rebecca Gilbert.
It's so in.
Well, I've got another for Friday's episode, a clip of two Scottish people talking on like a Jerry Springer show over there.
Oh, yeah.
It's unintelligible. It's completely unintelligible.
Whoa.
Scottish is very difficult.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's HIMS.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that stuff, you should see by the time you hear this episode, because it got approved, the third bonus episode should be up.
You know what I'm saying?
So
that's great.
Yeah, that'll have that'll be on iTunes and CD Baby.
It has
Live from Houston on there.
That's fun.
Our Houston
what
show.
A fun show.
And it also has you and I breaking down my confrontations from Phoenix.
Man, what a crazy piece of audio that was.
Yeah, it's nuts, right?
That chick.
Yeah, so I got myself losing my shit on somebody for you guys.
That's fun.
Yeah, really fun.
Very special and rare to be able to capture that on tape. You know, usually.
Oh, yeah, you don't usually get that.
Usually those moments kind of come and go and nobody's recording it. So really neat that you have that piece of hate.
Yeah. And it gets, I mean, it's heated. So I think you guys will really like it. I mean, it's a heated exchange.
Oh yeah.
And I get very, very angry.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's right there for you.
You know what I'm saying? This is so great.
I never had a job in my life. I could listen to that dude say that shit 100,000 times.
I ain't never had a job before in my life until I started working for Sil. You know, in and out of jail. You know what I'm saying? Did a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm... You know what I'm saying?
He doesn't say anything.
He even stops himself from a, you know what I'm saying. He goes, I don't, you know, before I work for you, you know, I'm out of jail. Like he wanted to throw an extra, you know what I'm saying, in there.
It's so good.
I actually have to, I'm going to drop, I have to grab this call real
okay,
quick.
Okay, go
so
ahead.
So let's take
ahead.
A pause.
Okay, you know what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying. Well, I'll be right back, you know what I'm saying. All right, so we're back. Sorry, I had to take a pause. A little break there to do a call for my other podcast because I'm a podcasting machine. And we're going to go do a podcast together tonight and then another podcast tomorrow. And then next week I do our podcast plus two other podcasts. But I jumped off to talk to my buddy, our buddy, Finesse Mitchell, who some people might not know, played football at University of Miami. So he did a call for Charge It to the Game, my football podcast.
How much I love Finesse Mitchell so much.
He's great.
He's so funny. He actually helped me write that I have a bit about fighting with black girls.
Yeah.
And I was kind of nervous to do it in South Africa.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons, right? Little tension, racial tension in that part of the world. And I remember I did it, the bit, for the first time there. And I went backstage and Finesse, I looked at his face and I was like, oh my God, please. Like, you don't know if you're going to offend people.
Right. Yeah. You don't know because you don't know them yet.
I don't know him well enough. And he was like, that shit was so funny.
Yeah.
But here's what you need to add. And he gave me like a couple of lines and he's like, this is how black girls fight. And I was like, this shit's amazing. So I'm thankful that he helped me write that bit.
Sweet guy. He told what did he
and
tell
funny
me?
Funny as shit.
He goes, Tom, do you think people want to hear about how they all have AIDS when you're here?
Because you used to open, your great opener, which was legendary in my mind.
Well, he would. Oh, my opener. But I'm saying he would open the show.
He's the first guy they saw, yeah. But then you would come out there, and we all thought it was just the funniest thing ever. And you open, the very first sentence is, who here doesn't have AIDS?
Yeah, yeah.
And the crowd actually would be like, I don't have AIDS. And you're like, no.
I know. It was just, I just remember Finesse, he was talking to somebody else about, somebody was doing a bit that wasn't working. He was like, yeah, you know, I mean, maybe you should think about a different angle on it. And, you know, because these people are here to have a good time. And he was saying, like, right? I like people having a good time at my show. Like the whole concept of just you're having fun at the show. And then he was looked at me and he was like, do you think people have fun when they hear who here doesn't have AIDS? And it just made me laugh more to hear him say it.
So funny. He was like his dad, like a dad shaking his head at you.
Yeah,
he was like, come on, man, nobody wants to hear about AIDS.
Yeah.
These people don't want to hear about AIDS, Tom.
They live here.
So funny. They live here, exactly.
Yeah, but he is great. And he was
So he played football.
He played football and he went to like the most competitive place to play college football in that era, which was Miami in the early 90s. So he was playing behind guys who ended up being NFL players.
Bananas.
He could have transferred to like a smaller, less prestigious, at least in the football sense, school and played more, but he decided to stay there because he loved being there. And so we just talked about Miami had a huge game, a huge win over the weekend. Mm-hmm. We talked about that, some other stuff. Check out the podcast.
Yeah, I saw that game. I was watching it.
Yeah, yeah. I love, I mean, you're going to be a guest on a lot of the Charge It to the Game.
Live tweeting.
Yeah, yeah. So. Yeah.
Is it the Puerto Ricans versus the white guys?
That's the game. That's how it goes. Mm. Wow. Mm. Charge It to the Game, episode 3 is out. So make sure you check that out.
Well, how do you say Charge It to the Game?
Charge Out to the Game. Charge to the Game.
Would that be your movie premise voice or our movie? Sorry, that we're gonna co-write now.
We're gonna charge to the game.
What do we call this movie? It's like a white guy in khakis, and then he wakes up and he has the foreign voice syndrome.
He's the most square,
yeah,
whitest guy.
Cracker guy.
His khakis, where he wears them high.
Yeah.
He tucks in t-shirts.
Brown braided belt.
Brown braided belt.
Moccasins.
With white socks.
Totes. Oh. Belt. Holster.
Very clean haircut. And, he goes,
these numbers don't make sense, you guys.
Yeah. And then when he wakes up, he's like, hey, motherfucker. Which accent would you like to have?
Wait, hold on. But back to just, I'll tell you. But then I like it because it's like a commentary also on how racist America is. Like, even though he's not a black guy, it just that he talks like one is so upsetting to white America.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
I really wish Richard Pryor were still alive and then he could do it if he weren't sick. If you were a younger Richard Pryor. Wait a minute.
He could play the part?
Sorry. He could do the voice, maybe. Well, that'd be fun if we dubbed it over.
Yeah. But you just need a white guy to play the part.
To talk like a black guy.
I could play the part.
You could play. Oh, yeah. Why don't we write this for you?
My starring vehicle. Can you imagine pitch meetings for this? Like, we're sitting with, like, the head of Paramount. He's like, so what I've been hearing, I got to hear this pitch. What is it? So I am a really white guy, and I do white things, and I run a business. And then I wake up one day, and I'm like, hey, bitch, y'all can suck my dick.
That'd be funny. And then everybody you sleep with catches it, like me. I'm like a famous newscaster.
Yes.
I'm like a Barbara Walters, but then I wake up
with foreign accent syndrome.
Right, but maybe not a black voice.
Oh yeah.
Maybe what should my voice be? I don't want to do Chinese. That's fucking lame. Maybe I'm German.
Maybe you have this kind of accent.
A succulent Chinese meal.
That would be the best. Just having a meal.
A succulent Chinese meal.
Get your hand off my penis.
You know what that voice is? Mm. Righteous Indignation. That's the name of that accent.
We learned how crazy this guy is. He's crazy.
And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
He's Hungarian.
I know.
That's so crazy.
He's Hungarian. He's a swindler. Mm-hmm. What a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Us Hungos are.
You Hungos totally are.
I know. It runs in the family. A succulent Chinese male. And had my penis. A penis. Speaking of a succulent Asian meal, we went back to the sushi bar last night.
Yeah. What is this that you said, well, here's you eating? What is this?
Well, this is interesting because I remember you told us last week how you went to eat alone. Did you tell the story on this podcast or not? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
But I don't think you told the story. So you went in alone and our waitress was there, the bitch tits.
Yeah.
And she was kind of crappy to you.
Yeah, and she was kind of, she said like, this is what she said. And she goes, you here alone?
Huh.
And I was like, yeah, because I'm standing alone. Oh, I go, what? She goes, you normally have your girlfriend with you. It's weird. I said, it's weird.
She said weird.
Yeah. I go, it's weird. She goes, yeah. And I go, she's gone. And she was like, I think she understood she's dead.
Oh, or I dumped you.
Yeah, or like, yeah, I'm alone forever now. But I think because what I meant was like she's just out of town.
What a fucking piece of shit.
You won't eat some fishies?
Did she judge you for how much you ordered when you were alone too?
Yes, of course she did. Because what she does it now and tries to be a little more like, like when I fill out the thing, one of these, one albacore, one halibut, like that, I give it to her and she'll go, she'll glance at, kind of raise her eyebrows like, you want all of these? Yeah.
Yeah, pig.
Yeah, and then what I do is I point out, I hand write other things that there's no box for. So I'll be like, I want yellowtail sashimi. I'll write that out and I go, and this. Because she'll be like, is this... Oh, I see. You want these six pieces of sushi? Yeah, but also this. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then what I do is I used to look at her because I thought she was nicer, and I used to look at her like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's when she would give her opinion. Mm-hmm. So what I do is I just break it off. I go, yeah, that's it. And then I turn to like my phone.
Good for you.
Yeah, like I'm not waiting for your commentary.
Or for her approval.
Right.
Or for her disapproval.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because I actually got some audio. I got my hands on audio of you
during that meal.
And during this, that meal or our meal yesterday?
No, not our meal. This is your meal alone.
How did you get that?
It's just people send me stuff, and somebody recorded you eating alone, and I think this might be why.
Okay. Well, Christina sent me this.
She may be a little crummy to you. All right. It might be a reason why this woman judges you.
Just so people know, Christina sent me this, and she said, don't. She goes, I got this audio of you. It's called You Eating. I haven't listened to it. This is supposed to be me eating. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Just listen.
Let's see what it is. I know how happy that makes you. It's not. It's not funny.
Wait, but how come your collar was hitting? It sounds so like stupid. Your collar was hitting the sushi plate.
It's so stupid.
How did you get?
I know how happy that makes you.
I got you. Makes me so happy.
You recorded Theo eating out of his bowl, and that's supposed to be me eating like a dog.
That's exactly what you sound like. This is so you. Ready? God, this is what you sound like when you eat without the jingles.
That is so rude. This is rude as shit.
That's how you sound.
It's rude.
When you eat, and then when you poo, you go. There you go, and that might be why.
I hope you're proud of yourself. That was
so
just me eating.
I have a knot. I shall.
That's how the cum dog eats too.
Yeah, the cum dog. Cum dogs do eat like that.
But interesting, so last night we were at this sushi bar and...
enjoying
a succulent Chinese meal.
And the waiter was super nice. He was uncharacteristically polite.
And
at restaurant.
Because he was polite, I still wanted... I felt like he was also honest. He was kind of... He understood that that lady was loud and
yes.
Her kid was loud. That's why I asked him, do we order an incredibly disgusting amount of food, just to get his opinion on it.
A third party, maybe, neutral. We didn't tell him why.
No history. Yeah, we didn't give any history.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He goes, no, actually. And he added it up in his head. He went, no, not at all. He goes, well, actually, yesterday I had a woman alone here who ordered five rolls.
Rolls. Five.
Right.
And five orders of sushi.
So how many? That's
And four beers.
And four beers.
Yes.
And I go, was she really large? Mm-hmm. He's like, no, she was small. Which means this probably she's on like a binge, like a crazy binge and purge. But
sure.
That's bananas. So there are people ordering way more. So I don't know why she was judgy with us initially. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, crazy.
She's just got her own. And then you know what? The other lady, her mom, so it's a family run operation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard this. So we moved tables because there was a woman allowing her child to watch her iPhone at full volume. Like, this is a new trend, apparently. Parents are allowing their children to use the iPad, watch the iPhone at full volume. So I have to hear this kid's fucking stupid show. I'm losing my mind.
That shit is, by the way, if you're a parent, I know, I understand. I shouldn't say I know because I'm not a parent. I understand that it can be incredibly taxing and draining, and you got to find things to keep your kid entertained, and you it just wears, I get it, like the stress.
I totally understand.
Yeah, and we all try to empathize with people that are going, but like when you're in a restaurant, an enclosed small space, and you tell your kid to play the video game or watch his show on an iPad or a phone at full volume,
it's
crazy. I've been on planes.
It's so rude.
Where the person's like, they're like, play your game. And they're like,
I have to hear that shit. Like, it's right. So rude. And if you're going to let your kid watch or read or whatever on the iPhone, not read, but watch something or video games, make them wear the earbuds.
That's so easy.
That's all you have to do.
Play it full volume with your headphones on.
Yeah, make your kid deaf. I don't care. But why do you got to fuck up my meal, my succulent Chinese meal?
My succulent?
A succulent Chinese meal.
That's all I'm trying to have
is
my with my husband, who I haven't seen all week.
Yeah.
We're both exhausted. We just got off planes. We're just trying to have one decent fucking meal the whole week. And I got to hear this ding, ding, ding noises. The point of the story is I said, I can't fucking take it.
Yeah.
So we move into the second room where there's nobody. And I had poured soy sauce into both of our tiny dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I didn't think to carry them. I'm like, oh, they'll probably bring it. The staff will.
Yeah.
Because we had our hands full with other things. So we come to the new table and then that older broad comes over. And first of all,
she's dressed like a fucking creepy Barbie doll. Like she's one of those Asian ladies that bleaches her hair blonde.
The older lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was in ringlets, like creepy Cupid dolly like ringlets.
Yeah.
And then she brings over our soy sauce. These are yours? I go, yeah, they're ours. It's so much. It's a lot of soy sauce in here. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I pay for the soy sauce. I can pour it on my tits if I want to.
Of course.
On my
got tits for days.
Right. On my hangers.
Yeah.
On my dirty hangers. What do you fucking care
Plus,
how much?
By the way,
fuck you.
We went through that soy sauce and put more soy sauce
That's
in
what's up. We did as much soy sauce as I wanted. Let's hear you eating again.
Oh, babe, come
this
on,
This is you
man.
Last night. Let's hear it.
That's not
You
cool.
sound just like Theo.
That's so rude. It's not me eating. Do you know that even hearing that warms my heart for him?
Isn't he the best?
Because he's like a little cute little thing. He's like a stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm.
That even hearing him do that, I'm like, oh, little FIFO.
But it's weird that your chain, your necklace, hits against
That's
your bowl.
That's so fucking disgustingly rude. So rude.
Well, it's truth. You can't handle truth.
Yeah. All right. Whatever.
Oh, so much soy sauce. Don't judge. The problem is, they're a crummy-ass family. They're mean. And by the way, when we walked in, the chefs gave us a stink eye like you wouldn't fucking believe.
Yeah, he looked just like, you're here?
You too. Oh, look, fat Americans are here.
I don't even know if it's that now, because clearly we're not ordering the most. I think maybe they just don't like us.
I don't think they like Round Eye. They don't like us.
Guaylo's not welcome.
No. They're shitty. They're kind of mean. They usually do the thing where you go in the sushi bar, they go, arigato gozaimasu.
Yeah.
They don't even do that.
What I'd like to tell them is,
I have not actually heard my voice in the conversation for nearly 3 years now.
That's what I'd like to.
I cannot believe it affects her grammar, too. That's just bananas.
And then, she goes, I have not heard my voice for 3 years now. And I realized that it's all my fault. I put it on myself. And I just need to work at it. And I'll speak.
Yeah, she turns into the Geico.
Yeah.
Gecko.
She's a... Oh, by the way, a big shout out. I mean, we didn't even talk about...
Oh, we didn't talk about it.
We didn't talk about it?
I'm assuming you're going to talk about your week.
Yeah.
I was going to talk, about my week, too.
I wanted to say a big shout out to Strong Island. Everybody that came to our shows, especially the mommies, and I realize that a lot of our jeans wearers are people that actually live in the city, and they made the trek all the way out there. Some of them drove hours. Big shout out to Tom Cornell. We went to high school together. He came to my shows. And I had a great time. It's total fucking mob run club in Long Island.
I don't think you're supposed to say it.
Huh? And they had a serial killer drive me home. Greg, he goes to like all the shows, and he was, this guy was so weird. He has like that sweet, like, demeanor where you're like, oh, it's a sweet guy. And then you're like, or maybe he's the cutting up hookers and burying them at the beach.
Yep. It's a lot of them.
Like he was one of these socially, he reminds me of one of our friends. Where I'd go, so how do you like living here? And he would go, compared to what? And I'd go, to anywhere that you could live?
It's a stupid question to ask back, yeah.
Right? Like,
how much more intuitive could the question be?
How do you like living here?
How do you like living here?
Compared to what?
Yeah, it's antagonistic for him to go, compared to what?
Right, and I go, to anywhere. He goes,
fucking idiot. Yeah.
All right, I guess. And I was like, okay. Then he brought up one of his friends. He was like, yeah, you know, I liked whatever, going to school in Albany, and I met a really good friend there. We're good friends. And I was like, oh, how often do you guys talk? And he goes, I don't know. And I go, well, how often? Well, sometimes we might talk a lot, but then sometimes we might not talk at all for a while. And I was like, all right.
This is a good friend.
So what is it usually? It varies. Maybe sometimes we'll talk, but sometimes we won't. I was like, all right.
Children often.
But he was real sweet.
Talk that way. Kids.
He would give me water to take with me. He was like, I got you some water. He brought me coffee one night. He was a sweet guy. But like I said, you kind of go, what a nice guy. I wonder if he's going to slit my throat when I'm turned around.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So I bought him dinner and I was like, look, man, this is a good meal. Enjoy it. Don't kill me.
Did it work?
I mean, I'm still alive. I don't know. He might have killed somebody else. You should see the fucking, you should see the guy that like owns this club. It is, he is John Gotti. I mean, he's straight out of the fucking movies. He's in there in a fucking, in a suit, like a $2,000 Brioni suit. His manicure, his nails are so buffed. You can see your reflection in his nails when he's like talking. He's got like pinky rings on. He's like, everybody take care of you. Everything all right. He's like, yeah, my sons were good to you. I'm like, these are your sons? He's like, yeah, these are my sons.
That was, it sounds like Dice.
He's like, oh, Tommy, fuck out of here. No, but these guys were...
Hickory, dickory, dock.
They were great, and I love family-run clubs. Oh, I love family. Best, it's the best. So, yeah, you got one son behind the bar, another son running the floor, his daughter's doing... You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's a way better atmosphere to work at a family-run club.
Comics at Foxwoods Casino and Bar is run by a family.
Also, really?
Yeah.
And by the way, the club I'm talking about, just to give it credit, is McGuire's in Long Island. They also have Governor's and the Brokerage.
Oh, those are good names for clubs.
Yeah.
They're not all cheesy.
All Long Island clubs. And the comics out there, I mean, I just really like everybody out there. Tim Gage, I had on my shows, really fun. He wore those fucking shoes, the toe shoes, the fucking shoe that you put on and it's for running. What are they called? The glove, like the you know what I'm talking about?
I think they're called I'm an asshole. Just wear shoes.
I see Come him on. And I'm like, what the fuck are you wearing? And he's like, I thought the show was at 7:30, so I went on a run and I just had these on. I go, you're not going to change? He was like, I didn't have time.
I don't think that's really helping for running.
I'm amazed with is that Tim is such a pro. He can do it. And at least people, I don't think, were distracted by his ridiculous footwear.
Yeah.
He was able to get through it. Like, if I had that on, I wouldn't even be able to perform because I'd be so consumed with the fact that I'm wearing them.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I wear the wrong flats and I'm like, oh, are these too girly for the show?
And you can't even talk.
You're not you're not yourself when you're not dressed the same way you normally would.
Unbelievable.
Well, that's good. I had a good week, not a crazy one, but a good week in Austin. Club's great, Cap City.
Yeah.
I got to meet so many mommies. I had, you know, when worlds collide and you meet the people that you know on Twitter, only from Twitter. Like, there's a handful that I've met over the years that I'm so happy to meet them.
OCD is fun. Is he down
there?
Yes.
So I finally got to meet OCD is fun. He came to two shows and Shart Stories.
Wow, that's right, yeah.
Two huge Twitter dudes came, and OCD is fun, gave gifts, and also the cheese people came, who I cannot remember
Adorable
the name
Adorable couple, right? And she worked at the cheese shop, I think.
Fucking had them write it down on Twitter, yeah. Super sweet. Brought us cheese.
Fucking amazing.
Which we had last night, so thank you guys so much.
Yeah, I forgot to thank, on our show, I think last week, Gone Postal I met.
Oh, cool.
In Philly. And she brought FIFO, a dog toy. In there.
Yeah, but thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. Toronto, there's a lot of
that is,
people.
And that is a lot of denim. A
lot of denim there.
A lot.
I can't wait. I'm excited to go to Toronto. We did a podcast with those guys. I did a podcast. It's very exciting. I'm kind of nervous, honestly, to do my set because I don't smoke pot ever when I do stand up.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid of getting a contact high because you and
absolutely
Ari have both
will.
Said that.
You absolutely will. But it becomes way easier the second show.
Okay.
The first show, I'll give you the advice that Ari gave me. Bring a set list.
Yeah. That's what they told me that you guys said too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited. But Austin was great. I had some great pulled pork sandwiches. I didn't go out a lot because it was so fucking hot. I mean, I can't even walk the dog when it's that hot because he can't do it. He's got a fur coat on.
I know.
I couldn't do it. But it was good. A lot of mommies.
good shows,
mm-hmm.
great tastes, two great tastes that go great together.
You did, and you did another podcast when you were down there too.
The Toronto one. That's what I was saying.
No, you did a local. You did a one in Austin.
Oh, those
too.
Guys. Yeah. I know whose guys is the name. I can't remember right
good.
Now.
Cause good plug.
So tired.
No, I know. I've done it before too. That their podcast.
Dale. It's yeah. Dale and Matt Bearden's a comic yeah. on there.
And they have a morning so show, sweet. But they right. also do a podcast.
Right. And we talked about extremerestraints.com, which was sent to us by some listeners. And we looked at like ball gags and shit. It was pretty silly.
That's fun. Mm. That's fun. So do you want to, should we talk about this audio that we got sent also? The this listener, his name is Neil Bishop, sent this audio of this woman who was going to shoot a porno. And she's racist, I guess.
Well, what a shocker. Yeah, she's a crack whore, sucking dick for money, as they often do.
And the guy filming her is one of these guys that likes to talk to them before they shoot.
Like, yeah, right. I guess it's the genre of porn right. where it's not enough where the poor girl has to suck you. You have to humiliate her, get right. her to say stupid shit on camera, and then it's forever on the internet. And she has no idea. When she finally does sober up in a few years, if yeah. she does, yeah. she'll be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But this is her pre-suck it interview on a porno site, and this poor girl's whacked out of her skull.
Yeah, she's fucked up.
This thanks, very... Neil, for this gem.
You're with a black guy?
You're both a black guy?
I hate black men.
Why?
Because they're ugly.
In what way?
I don't know. They're just ugly. I don't like them. I can't get off when I have sex with them.
See, you had sex with black guys. You just yeah. didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Now why? The way they treated you?
No, because they made me have sex with them. Because they thought, like, they didn't understand why they were colored and shit.
They didn't understand what?
Why they were colored.
He's like, what?
It's such a dumb...
What do you mean? Wait, are you trying to say that the girl on crack who's sucking dick for crack money isn't all there?
They didn't understand why they were colored. Okay.
So crazy.
Well, why are they colored?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Well, I mean, most black men know they're colored because they come from Africa.
No.
That's not why they're colored.
Yeah, his logic doesn't kind of work either.
Yeah.
Most black men know they're black because they're from Africa.
That's not why you're colored.
No, it's pigmentation in the skin.
Right. It's the level of, what is it? Is it melanin?
Melanin, pigment.
Is that the right word?
Melatonin.
Melatonin?
Malignancy, pigmentation, melanin.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, melanin is skin color, melanin.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Thank you, 10th grade biology.
Right, so the higher level you have, the darker your skin, and basically your skin can then tolerate more sun.
Yeah.
You know, if you have less of it, your skin is not as strong in the sun, and this is all just evolution, basically.
Yeah,
you don't go. I know they're black because they're from Africa.
Well, look, oh, come on, these two rocket scientists.
I know. I'm just saying.
Together,
it's funny.
Not really.
Then why are they black?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Why are you white?
I'm not white. I'm Spanish.
You never been institutionalized?
I couldn't tell you that.
That's a yes, right? When you...
Yeah, usually the answer
you ever been to jail?
Nope.
Why don't you say I couldn't tell you?
I couldn't tell you.
Why can't you tell me that?
When are we going to get the video done with?
We're doing the video
right now. I know, but I have somewhere where I have to go.
This is the video right now. This is the interview part of the video.
Well, I have somewhere where I have to go. You're not even paying me. You're just sitting here talking more shit. I'm not even fucking paying attention to you. Do you speak English?
Yes.
Oh, man.
She's so
this is what up. You get into if you do, if you're in this world. This is what you have to deal with.
This is the internet.
I'm not even paying attention to you or the fucking situation. Do you speak English yet or do you not?
I've been speaking English the entire time.
Fuck this shit. And don't talk to me in any fucking silent words either, okay?
What?
Don't talk to me in any silent words.
What are silent words?
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I'm speaking with my eyes.
Wait, how did you do that? No, don't say that. No. Well, how dare you say that?
See how hurtful that was?
Those silent words are...
What are you talking about? Don't talk to you. How? I want to talk to you and ask you some questions, honey. Here, come on over and give me a little head demonstration, baby.
All right.
All righty, then.
Give me some
friends now? Yeah.
And then what's funny is that he goes, give me some head. She goes, give you some head. And she smiles like, now I feel relaxed.
Yeah. I think, like I said, I don't think she was accustomed to the humiliation part.
But that wasn't that humiliating, right? I mean, I've seen very humiliating, and it's so uncomfortable.
But why does he have to interview the crack whore?
But like, that's his genre, like you were saying. That's the whole thing, is they want an interview.
But I'm not saying she was smart, but I'm saying she picked up on it eventually that he was messing with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, come on, let me just fucking suck your dick. Give me the $5.
My son, this guy picked me up and lit my nipples on fire and singed all my hair down there on fire. That's what got me to start shaving it.
Wait, where's the girl who's like, I didn't know how many was in there. And then I was so proud.
Oh, the proud girl?
She's my favorite.
Where is she?
All of this, if you have children, let them hear this part of the podcast, because all this is
honestly
drug prevention.
It wasn't until, and this is like, this goes for almost all the moments in the scene, it wasn't until somebody was actually there telling me you have two in you or you have three in you that like it actually kind of clicked, and I'm like, oh my god, this is actually happening. I'm proud of myself.
Can I, you know something? I can tell
you're proud of her too.
I'm definitely proud of her. I can tell the difference between one in me and three pretty quickly.
But you mean because somebody's telling you, you have three in you, you have one in you. That's what you're saying? That's what she's saying too. You're saying you agree with her because you can also tell.
I'm saying that I don't need somebody to tell me.
Why not?
I know when there's more than one person inside
of me. What was it like
me?
When you've had more than one? What was that like? Because that's what you're saying.
I've never had more
you
than one.
You just were about to tell us. You said,
I've had more than one finger. And even that, God. I can tell. I can tell when there's.
You've had more than one. I know.
One or
mine.
Seven.
It wasn't mine.
One or 20 feels different.
So more than one finger feels like a lot?
Honestly.
Have you ever had.
Until. And she says,
have you had
until
this before? Have you had this?
The shocker?
Yeah.
Of course. Do you know that everything frat guys talk about, girls totally do? I've had so many donkey punches, Cleveland steamers, chili dogs, jelly donuts, shockers.
I don't really have a dog story. I'm not in
yet.
Not yet. I don't think I will
but
be.
For the right money?
Maybe, yeah, for the right money. Yeah. It would have to be good money.
Hey, you got any cash?
He is kind of cute, though.
I'm so
high.
I went into one of those places, man. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? Mm. You can't touch a girl.
Yeah.
You can't talk to her, but you yell into a little...
Yeah, so he then asked this girl to blow him. And her mood switches entirely.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she immediately goes and starts blowing him.
Your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, mm-hmm.
Because it's easier for her just to tune out and do this.
Do blowjobs, yeah.
Because that's $5
there. Anyway, what's your plans, man? What's your plans for your life, baby?
Whatever.
What
does that mean? You don't have a plan. You're planless?
Yeah. Bye.
Wow. So she, she was pretty unique.
You know what her plan was? I mean, it was a pretty solid plan. It was, I suck a dick, I get my $5, and I get my crack rock. That was her whole plan.
Do you think it's $5, babe?
I think last time I checked in the 90s, one rock was $5. So I don't know how much.
But she got paid more than $5 to do that.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
Like $20?
No, I think more than that.
Really? Just to suck it?
For a video? She's like, let's shoot the video. Like, she knows what she's...
Okay.
She's shooting something. I think she might have gotten big money, like $50.
50, yeah.
Maybe 100, I don't know.
And like a menthol cigarette, too.
Yeah. She definitely is not 100%.
Really?
I mean, 80%.
Drugs are amazing. You really got to stay off the drugs, kids.
Stay off the drugs. play those clips for your children.
Have your kids sit around, listen to your mom's house, and just listen to that part.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you don't
the
do
The younger,
drugs.
They're better.
It's not even, you know what it is? I don't even know so much as the damage, because I was watching this great documentary about Lemmy from Motorhead. And do you know that song? The Ace of Spades. Do you know that punk song?
No.
Okay. Anyway, this guy Lemmy, he's like 70 years old. Mm-hmm. He still lives off Sunset Boulevard in a rent-controlled apartment that he pays like $700 a month for. He was in Motorhead, which is like the granddaddy of like metal bands, basically.
Yeah.
The guy does a shitload of meth. He drinks Jack and Coke. Like, he drinks the entire bottle of Jack. Like, you hang out with Lemmy, and Lemmy hands you, like, a bottle of Jack for mm-hmm. you, a bottle for you, and a bottle for me. He's totally fine. It's not so much, like, he's totally fine. He's 7 years old. He had diabetes, I think, diabetes.
A lot of sugar in that Jack.
A lot of sugar. But he's still touring. He still has, a decent quality of life. So it's not so much the drugs that fuck you. I think it's sometimes when you don't have the proper money.
Mm-hmm.
To do those drugs long term. You know what I mean? Like when you got to suck a dick, when you got to do these videos for the drug money. Because there's like Keith Richards, that guy's been doing the smack and shit for years.
For years.
But he's got the amount of money to take care of himself.
He's got the money to afford the drugs,
right.
To afford the comforts, and to not have to deal with the pain of detoxing because he's paid for complete body blood transfusions.
Right. So it's not drugs in and of themselves. I mean, people do OD, obviously. Like maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just don't fucking suck dicks and make videos for your drug money.
Just don't.
Lemmy doesn't have to do that.
Absolutely. There's your go. There's
your
you got to
see that documentary, dude.
I will.
I'll find some great clips and we can talk about it on the show because it's pretty good.
I think you have a little something to add about teefees, right?
I do, yeah. That was a creepy way to intro it.
It was? Why was that creepy?
Because you did it kind of the way Freddy Krueger used to do it. Like that.
I was trying to give you a signal.
I saw that, yeah.
You didn't have to say the signal over the air.
Okay, I have a dental update from Landon.
Okay.
Who writes in, "Hey, mommies, I'm a 20-year-old male, and until Friday, I hadn't been to a dentist in 7 years.
Jesus Christ, man. What is wrong with you guys?
My teeth had never been... Oh, sorry. My teeth have never bothered me, and I brush and floss regularly. My girlfriend had finally decided to book us dental appointments, so I went. And the dentist told me that they only have a handful of patients like me. She told me she wished her teeth looked like mine after 6 months. Not a single cavity.
Wow.
And minor tartar buildup. My girlfriend had one cavity, and her checkup took twice as long as mine. This goes to show the utter importance of flossing them fiefs. Keeps them clean and tight, mommy.
So he's been flossing.
So he has been flossing, which apparently I'm telling you that is the secret.
It's also genetic.
Yeah, that too.
I talked to our dentist about it.
You did?
Yeah. People are genetically predisposed to having dental problems, decay, cavities, gum problems.
Caca.
It's genetic. So lucky you is all I got to say. But a huge pat on the back for frosting your fiefs.
I frost every night.
I frost on my teeth.
My teeth.
I frost on my teeth.
I wonder what our stupid waitress does.
You think she flosses?
Big meanie. I don't know. Japanese people sometimes can have real jank teeth. Like that's a country that's not interested in dental.
A lot
stuff.
Of smoking too.
Smoking,
lots.
And I just don't think they visit the dentist regularly there.
My guy cuts my hair.
Yeah.
He, Japanese guy, he'll smoke like right before he cuts my hair.
Mm.
When he's cutting and like pulling hair, I can smell it on his hands.
Yeah, it stinks.
Yeah, I can smell it on his breath.
Oof. Yeah, it's the grossest. I had someone give me a massage at the Chinese parlor and she just smoked a cigarette and she touched my face and everything. I was like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Wash your stinky old hands,
just
you
wash
big
them.
Dirty puss.
All right.
Wash your dirty pussy hands.
Looking forward to Friday's episode. It's going to be a lot of fun.
What are you excited most about?
That we have our... We've guests.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. Cool. Okay, good.
Fun.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to love it.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be fun.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's going to be great.
Yeah. All right.
All right, mommies. That's it. Love you.
We love you. Enjoy.
Jeans up.
Your jeans. We'll talk
up.
To you soon.
Jeans up.
This is Charo, the original mommy.
All you niggas need to go to your mom's house.